The Ajahn Chah that left such an indelible impression on all those who met him during his trips to the West in the mid-70s is for many the Ajahn Chah. That one. That was taken 1975, IMS, Jack was there. Most of the recorded talks that have survived were given during that period of his life. Most of the well-known photographs, the priceless seconds of footage in the BBC documentaries. It is a wise, chuckling grandfather figure with a pot belly and a walking stick that English and American Buddhists remember. There was something so genuine and unaffected about the warmth and wisdom that emanated from him during that period, something so timeless, that it was hard to imagine how he could ever have been any other way. But of course, he had changed. Looking back to the 1950s, a somewhat different Ajahn Chah emerges, and if it is an impressive and admirable figure that emerges, then it is also perhaps a less engaging one. Here is Ajahn Chah, the spiritual warrior, rather than Lumpa Cha, the beneficent king. To those who lived with him in the early days of Wat Bapong, Lumpa was a spare, stern, vigorous figure. The few photos of him from this period convey a sense of an almost frightening intensity, a honed and disciplined mind, unremittingly focused on its goal. If in his old age he was compared with a tiger at ease in his cave, at this time he might be likened to the tiger stalking his prey. It was a period in which he felt the culmination of his practice to lie within his grasp. Seeing the kind of momentum and intensity of effort needed to break through the wall of ignorance, he was in no mood for compromise. He pushed his disciples to their limits. Those who could endure it stayed. Those who could not left. He would tell them, Nibbana lies on the shores of death. It's
good to sort of see that you know, this comes out of something. You're not born like that.